It looks absolutely disgusting. So I was looking at it because we were looking. So,
gosh, anyway. I'm really sorry I've missed this one.
Well, this is what happens when you're not searching.
These are the heartbreaking news stories we're always working on.
Yes. Yeah. Although, actually, you do have a real news story.
I do. All right. So Evan Drellick, who's joined the show before, does a great job covering probably the most boring beat in all of baseball, which is regional sports networks and TV money and money in general. Is what Evan Drellick covers. And he's a great writer on it. He has this up there on the X. Okay? Breaking. Diamond says in court it plans to continue broadcasting one of the remaining teams it has with MLB. Now, for those of you who don't know, Diamond Sports Group is what you know as Bally Sports. They're the ones who have the Guardians and the Cavaliers. Okay?
And Guardians also Sinclair Broadcasting. Like, that's their big parent company. But that, for some reason, no one ever wants to say
and
that.
And poor Bally just bought naming rights and gets stuck with all the bad stuff.
So, like, don't hang the bad news on Bally.
On Bally.
They just paid for the rights to all this misery.
They get paid to have the name on a product that's been rough lately.
Yeah.
Financially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so then that way we've got everything, all of our bases covered, and everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about. The other 11 teams with Diamond Sports Group will have to either negotiate a new deal with Diamond or go elsewhere because Diamond has decided that they are holding on to one of their broadcast rights, the Atlanta Braves, and that's it. Drellick goes on to further say MLB's lawyer in court says this is the first that Major League Baseball is hearing of this plan. Jim Bromley, the lawyer for Major League Baseball, says, quote, "We have no information about what is being done. We've had no opportunity to review. And now we're in front of the court and being asked to make our comments." MLB, he goes on to state that Major League Baseball was just sandbagged. Again, that is according to Major League Baseball lawyer Jim Bromley. Just to clean this up a little bit better, Diamond Sports Group, a.k.a. Bally, has carried 12 MLB teams in 2024. Three of those, Cleveland, Texas, and Minnesota, were on one-year deals as of last year. But the other nine teams, Anaheim, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Detroit, Kansas City, Miami, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Tampa Bay, are all on their own. Diamond only wants the Atlanta Braves. That is just out of court right now.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how this stuff plays out. I mean, you've seen along the way too. So there's been talk about maybe the Guardians moving to Amazon. Wasn't that one that some of these teams would move to Amazon?
So that was the thought, is that Amazon was going to step in and buy a chunk of Diamond Sports Group. And so far in bankruptcy court, that has not happened. Now, this is all still in litigation. This is all still being figured out. The Cleveland Cavaliers will be on Diamond/Bally's this
year.
Yeah. Right. So for everybody out there going, oh my gosh, where am I going to watch Cavs games? You're still covered if you have Diamond Sports Group, a.k.a. Bally's.
And you could be covered for the Guardians next year, too. They might renegotiate a deal.
They could. I think it's interesting that you're watching these local networks that are getting into the game. Scripps is in the game now. Gray is in the game. Scripps owns Channel 5. Although, I mean, they had horrible news. They just laid off 200 more people on Scripps News. So I don't know what's going on over there. And then Gray Broadcasting seems to be getting into more local sports too. So Gray seems to be a little bit of a stronger candidate, you would think, moving down the road.
Well, remember when all this started? And you and I sat here and said, you know, you have over-the-air television stations that could really use content.
For sure.
And what's been happening? Over-the-air television stations have been picking up pro sports for content.
Trying to. A couple have. Like,
stay tuned.
I think it's just Scripps and Gray. I don't think anybody else is in there.
The Phoenix Suns are over the air, I believe, now.
Which I think is...
The Trailblazers just moved to over the air TV.
Yeah. And if it's Scripps and Gray, good for them. And the Rock Entertainment stuff here in town, the Rock Sports Network.
They're up. I mean, that signal's up.
They have all these auxiliary channels that are over the air. Stay tuned. History tends to repeat itself. So we'll see.
Yeah, I just wonder how they'll monetize that. That's the whole thing. Like, I think that's the hard part, is because, you know, you got to sell those commercials throughout the games. Who's going to do it? How are they going to get it? I thought it was interesting when, when STO started, you know, it was like a three-way deal.
Guardians went into their own deal.
Right. Time Warner was doing all the sales. Channel 3 was doing, the broadcasting was coming out of Channel 3. It was just like this whole... Mm-hmm. It was a whole weird mix.
And it worked either and they would have to tell you either so well or so poorly that it went away. Now, you could say poorly because, oh, wait a minute, we're not making money. Or well because, oh, hey, we just sold it and look what we just did.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, they'd have to tell you what the bottom line was on that when STO went and merged with Fox. So that's, you know, that. Look at it this way. We have a Major League Baseball team in town. You'll be able to watch their games on television someplace next year.
If, as long as you're in an area where you can get it through stream.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of folks that have been shut out. I television viewership for the Cavs and the Guardians did not help because of what's going on with this. There are a lot of people that haven't been able to watch it. And they've been turned away. But the good news for the Guardians was, you know, attendance at home was great this year. I mean, over 2 million people. Mm-hmm. You know, they put on a great product. Fans wanted to come out, especially during the weekends. I mean, it was great. I think that was one of the best storylines of the year. It might be more than the game itself is the way the fans embrace the team this year. So anyone that said, oh, they changed the name, I'm not coming back, they seem to have come back.
Well, all right, so I got two options for you.
Okay.
Give me the scale of 1 to 10 of the viability. Okay. I'm not going to have you do percentages or anything like that. Just give me a viability of this. Let's go at step one, which is we'll call this the Baskin and Phelps plan, right?
Okay. Oh, good.
Which Great. Is that a local station that Jeff is talking about, any one of them that is out there that is looking for airtime, because we all know that there are like only a few things in this world that people truly tune in live for.
Rockford Files. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not live.
That's I was just going to say that's no longer live. But there are things that are appointment television, right? It's basically like the Grammys, the Oscars, the presidential debates, and sports, right? I can't think of anything else. Like kind of maybe Dancing with the Stars falls in there, but like, that's it.
I'm just going to give you this real quick. What do all those things have in common?
They're live events.
Live events that you don't know what the outcome is going
exactly.
to be. And that's what people want to watch live.
Okay. So let's do the, again, scale of 1 to 10 on viability. You've always brought up STO and about how these teams right. were in the broadcasting business and decided, eh, we're cool. We'll find somebody else to take care of that for us.
Right. Or they made more money for selling it off.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. So let's start with that one. The Baskin and Phelps plan, an over-the-air station looking for people to tune in, takes over the Cleveland Guardians. Just 1 to 10, 10 being this is the most likely, 1 being the least likely.
Oh, you're asking if we want it or if it's likely?
Likely.
6.
Yeah, I would probably say it's like a 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. I definitely.
And then, it's an option which puts it middle of the pack.
But I do think that they need to, the Cavs, and the Guardians need to be on the same page for that because that it works.
The Cavs just started their own network.
I know. That's why. Maybe mm-hmm. the Guardians might want to look into that. I mean, it would have been the other way around before when the Guardians had their, or when the Indians had their own network.
And the Cavs actually put some games on Channel 43 last year.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. they've already opened the door
for have things in place to broadcast.
If you ask me, that's a 10 for the fans, man. If the fans can go out and pick up a $5 antenna, stick it on the back of their TV, and get all these games for free. That is a win-win-win-win-win for fans and for the game.
Okay, we all know that part.
Okay.
That without question, is the path of least resistance. That we know for sure is the path of least resistance, what we all want to happen, which is that, hey, you just get it off the satellite and life is good.
No, let me give you a plan.
No
antenna.
That's what I meant. Yeah, antenna. Like, I said satellite, meant antenna.
That's okay.
And if you turn it just right, you can still get Walter Cronkite. Those signals are bouncing around through the air.
There are days
I just want to punch you.
Here's two.
Most days.
That is. Any day that ends
and
in
give
day.
Me the viability of two. Again, same scale, 1 to 10. Yeah. Most likely 10, least likely 1. Major League Baseball takes all of the teams that I laid out. And for those of you, once again, who want to know when it comes to those teams, it would be the Guardians, the Rangers, the Minnesota Twins, Anaheim, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Detroit, Kansas City, Miami, Milwaukee, St. Louis, and Tampa Bay. Puts them all together onto the MLB app and sells it to the fans and go, hey, you can watch all of your games this season and we'll call a one-team package, let's call it $60. Because I think the full MLB package you can get for like $110, $120, somewhere in that area.
You can watch my own team.
You can watch everybody but your own team right now, and I think it's like $100 or something like that. But anyway,
I think you're closer to that. They want to try to stretch every penny they can to get out of it. So I would say the Amazon MLS model.
Well, so that is so that's the Apple TV model, which is if you have Apple TV Plus, you get the MLS.
Right.
Right. So let's say Major League Baseball got a hold of their own, put it on their own app, and said, all right, we're going to go direct to you. $100, here you go.
Here's why teams don't want it. Teams don't want that because they set their own rate for what's going out. So that's like the Yes Network. That's all money that just keeps going in the big circle for the Yankees.
Right.
So, and that's where extra money is able to be available. Like, how many times have you heard, oh, well, the Guardians sold off STO, so they now have extra money in there that they can get this player or go do that player. I don't know that teams work on a line item budget the way maybe the Guardians might on that, because I mean we're like, it seems to be like, oh, look at that, they got a new billboard in left field, that means they can afford a new player. Like, I feel like we're the only team that lives and talks that way about a franchise. But the extra money you can make when you're in New York, you're Boston, you're LA, that's Miami's interesting in that one, in that scenario too. So, because Miami's a gigantic market, but as far as television is concerned, you know, they're not the Dolphins.
Dano.
A little bit of news before we head into break here. Browns have announced the following roster moves. They have signed linebacker Nathaniel Watson to the active roster from the practice squad, and they have designated running back Nyheim Hines, guard Michael Dunn, and running back Nick Chubb to return to practice.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in just a few moments right here, 92.3 The Fan.